USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A juror in the Derek Chauvin murder trial of George Floyd may have given the former Minneapolis police officer justification for a new trial. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Brandon Mitchell, a juror in the Derek Chauvin trial, may have jeopardized a guilty verdict by attending a rally last year and wearing a Get Your Knee Off Our Neck / BLM t-shirt, raising questions about whether he told the truth during jury selection. Mitchell, known as Juror 52, told Minneapolis news outlets Monday that he attended the August 28th march in Washington, D.C., featuring speeches by George Floyd's siblings, while a photo circulating online of him and his cousin show the t-shirt as well as a Black Lives Matter hat.
Even though he was found guilty of three counts, under Minnesota statutes, he'll only be sentenced on the most serious one, second-degree murder. Mr. Chauvin will be sentenced at 2:30 p.m. Eastern, June 25th. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 844-34-BIBLE. That's 844-34-BIBLE. 844-34-BIBLE.
A spokesman from the U.S. Department of Defense said the agency is aware of an out-of-control Chinese rocket only days away from falling out of orbit. The spokesman said its exact entry point into the Earth's atmosphere cannot be pinpointed until within hours of re-entry, which is expected around May 8th. President Trump has launched a new website to deliver the latest updates from his office to the American people. The new platform launched Tuesday, and his design is pretty much reminiscent of the president's Twitter account, which was banned by big tech in early 2021. President Trump said the website will develop as the beacon of free speech, although it doesn't appear to work as a social media platform at this time. The site is located at DonaldJTrump.com. President Biden is considering appointing Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti to a diplomatic post, likely U.S. ambassador to India. The potential exit of the Democrat mayor for the nation's second largest city would come as L.A. faces record homelessness and a court order to find shelter for a massive Skid Row population by the end of September. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The great state of Texas is wide open without any COVID-19 restrictions, and science is revealing COVID cases continue to fall in the Lone Star State. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
President Biden set a new goal Tuesday for COVID vaccinations in the U.S., saying he would push for 70% of the adult population to have received at least one dose by July 4th. The CDC says that about 56% of American adults have so far gotten at least one shot. Admiral Brett Garrar believes that's an achievable goal. The former HHS Assistant Secretary tells Fox News that current trends show that the country is already seeing the light at the end of the pandemic tunnel.
70% is not a magic number, but what we're seeing right now in 39 out of 50 states is the R, not to get geeky, but the R is less than one, meaning that cases are continuing to decline, even in places like Texas that are fully open with 100% occupancy, with everybody going around their daily business. So we are really, that light is almost at, you know, we're at the end of the tunnel right now. We're seeing it, and again, very achievable by July 4th to get that that percentage of 70% done.
National Geographic is reporting the 7-day average of new COVID-19 cases in the United States has declined 21% from last week. 11 days after the National Football League draft, the league will release its full regular season schedule for all 32 teams. The 2021 schedule will be released on Wednesday, May 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.